So we've come here to worship God, right? Amen. So who is this God that we worship? Well, theologians and philosophers have said that God is all truth, goodness, and beauty. And Jesus, in describing himself, used one of those attributes and added two others. He said, "I am the way. I am truth and life." Today in our second reading, James tells us that God is the Father of all light, and all that is good and perfect is given us from above. Well, that's a pretty decent resume for God, isn't it? Truth, goodness, the way, beauty, life, light. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "God is my light and my salvation." Those two are connected, which is why James says to us again in our second reading, "Humbly welcome the word which has been planted within you and can save your souls." Humbly welcome the word. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." That's because Jesus is the Word of God. God who is all truth, goodness, beauty, life, and light. Jesus is that God's Word made flesh. Hence, Jesus is God's law, the law of God which is intended to lead us by following it to all truth, goodness, beauty, life, and light. Jesus is God's law and fleshed. See how near our God is to us. That he should dwell among us through the incarnation, sharing our humanity forever. Because he wants to be our light. He wants to show us the way. He wants to save us. You know, and if we, and Moses, who did not even know about the revelation of the incarnation of the Word of God, didn't even know about that, and yet in our first reading, he enthusiastically exclaims, "What great nation has its gods as near as our God is to us whenever we call to him?" And then in speaking about God's laws, which Jesus would incarnate in his person, Moses again enthusiastically says, "Keep them, put them into practice, and other peoples will admire your wisdom and prudence. Once they know what all these laws are, they will exclaim, 'No other people is as wise and prudent as this great nation.'" And church, if we follow Christ faithfully, if we practice what he teaches, if we stay close to him in relational prayer, then other people will say, "No people is as wise and prudent as these Christians are." Do you know, a visitor to communist Poland was being shown around by a party official. And the visitor asked the official, "Are you a Catholic?" And the official said, "Believing, but not practicing." A little later on, the visitor asked the same official, "Are you a communist?" He said, "Practicing, but not believing." Not a very good Catholic or a good communist. You know, Jesus came to be among us because he wanted to be the light on our path through life. He came among us because he wants to be our way to salvation. He came among us because he wants us to lead us to union with the God who is all truth, goodness, and beauty, and yet for some reason, we do not act in our own best interests. Instead, we dabble in things that are harmful or violent or sinful. We stay away from prayer and the sacraments. We're not eagerly waiting to hear what God is going to say as He speaks to us in this assembly. Maybe we just tune that part out. We do not study the Word of God on our own as we should. These words that will be our light and that will lead us to the God who is all truth, goodness, and beauty and protect us from dabbling in things that do not show us the way. Why do we stay away? Well, a seeker visited once a man of God, hoping for some enlightenment. And the man of God invited the seeker into his cell and offered him a drink. Yes, a drink would be fine, the seeker said. And so the man of God started pouring into a glass until it was full, but then he kept on pouring. Well, after watching this for a few seconds, the seeker couldn't take it anymore. And he said, wait, he said, it's over full. Nothing else can go into it. And the man of God said, like the glass, you are full of your own truths, ideas, and opinions. You cannot be enlightened unless you first empty your glass. And you know, Jesus said the same thing, but in different words. He said, if anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and follow me. Renouncing ourselves in part means that we renounce the idea that we can do it on our own, and the idea that we know what's best. Rather, let us heed again what James says today in our second reading. Humbly welcome the Word which has been planted within you and can save your souls. Amen.